Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. Hey, are you familiar with the term progressive racism? Progressive racism? That's a term and a title of a brand new book that has just been released by David Horowitz. And in that book, it speaks about the transformation of the civil rights movement from a cause opposing racism, the denigration of individuals on the basis of their skin color, into a movement endorsing race preference and privilege for a select group based upon their skin color. From an evangelical standpoint, I would say this, as we think about this subject, that unfortunately, skin has now become sin. And what I mean by that is we find that a lot of folks that are talking about white privilege and these types of scenarios and statements that are being made across the country and so forth are advocating that because a person is white, that they are automatically guilty of racism, and there's all sorts of ramifications associated with that. Well, on the broadcast today, David Horowitz joins us. David is the author of numerous books, including the New York Times bestseller Unholy Alliance, as well as The Professors. He is a celebrated autobiography, Radical Son. He is the president of David Horowitz Freedom Center and the founder of the online news magazine frontpagemag.com. That's frontpagemag.com. And you can go out there to find out more about David and about this book. David, welcome back to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Oh, thank you.
David, in the good to have you.
Picking up on what you said about skin color being sin, white people are guilty before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And blacks are innocent even when the facts prove them guilty.
Mm.
The civil rights movement has become a roving lynch mob, is what it is. Its heroes now are career predators and criminals like Freddie Gray. There's this travesty going on in Baltimore. I mean, racist attorney general is prosecuting six police officers for crimes that are non-existent. Illegal arrest is not a crime. If an officer makes a reasonable mistake in arresting somebody, that's not a crime. It's tragic what's happened to this country. I mean, the country itself has purged itself of overt racism. The attitudes have changed so dramatically in the last 50 years, but the civil rights movement has become its chief proponent of racism. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, we were told that all of this was supposed to change remarkably with the election of Barack Obama, but things have actually seemed to have gotten worse, haven't they?
Well, of course, because Barack Obama is a racist. Barack Obama has said, and this is the most malicious thing that an American president has ever said about his own country. He said that racism is in the DNA of America. It's genetic and passed on through the generations. Actually, the opposite is the truth. Slavery in Africa existed for 1,000 years before a white person ever set foot there. Slavery existed in all societies for 3,000 years until a Protestant Christian named Wilberforce and the group he was associated with declared it immoral to the end of the 18th century. And then Thomas Jefferson put it into the birth certificate of America, the Declaration of Independence, and said that liberty and equality are rights given by God that governments can't take away. And within a little over a generation, about 80 years, slavery was abolished in America at the cost of 350,000 white Union lives. So every black person in this country owes their freedom to the founders. So the truth is that it is liberty that's in the DNA of America. Racism is what Obama's about. I mean, because he's a leftist, and the left, anti-Semitism, hatred of Christians, and hatred of whites is built into the left. That's their agenda.
I would imagine that Dr. Martin Luther King.
I say this as somebody. My parents were card-carrying communists. Which is how I got to spend a couple of decades in the left. So I know this left very well. It is malicious, and its intentions are evil. And it justifies it by all these nice-sounding things like justice and peace. But that's not its real agenda.
I would imagine that Dr. Martin Luther King is turning over in his grave to see that his vision of judging a person based upon the content of their character is now being used to accomplish the exact opposite.
Exactly. I mean, Martin Luther King was a very conservative, American, except at the last year of his life. Judging you by the content of your character, that's seeing you as an individual, that's what America is built on, individual rights. Whereas the left is about collectives, about races and classes and genders. It doesn't see the individual. It's a totalitarian movement. What happened when Martin Luther King died is that two race hustlers took over the civil rights movement, Jackson and Sharpton. Sharpton is like the nation's leading lynch mob leader. Racial arsonist, a convicted liar, and a tax evader. And yet he is the point person on race relations for the President of the United States, which shows you that Obama's real, he can't do it overtly, except in statements like the one I quoted before, but his allegiance is with the racist. Anti-white races.
Mm-hmm. David, is this something that is going to change as a result of the upcoming national elections, or is this something that runs far deeper?
It will only change when conservatives and patriots get the courage to face these people down. One thing I like about Trump, and that he just is not politically correct, that he's willing to blurt out the truth. I wish there were more people on the right that were doing that. That would stop them. I wish there was a Republican who would go in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's face and say, why are you a member of a racist party? And then point out that every inner city of any size in America, all the killing fields, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., every one of them is 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and has been for 50 to 100 years. All those public schools that don't teach the kids and destroy their life chances because they don't have the equipment to succeed in our economy. All of them are 100% controlled by the Democratic Party. If Republicans controlled inner cities this way, what do you think they'd be calling us? So I'm just waiting. I want to see conservatives. It starts with the grassroots. But I want to see elected officials who have a platform and a microphone saying this as well.
Mm-hmm. David, I saw a news item that spoke about a conference that was given on white privilege in which teachers from all over the country were sent there on taxpayer dollars to talk about this subject and to go back to their districts then or wherever they were teaching. And then they were encouraged then to teach this to the young people. Is that type of thing happening on a broad scale?
Of course. Look, this is the left is an international movement, let alone a national one. It's all plotted. And, you know, it comes from surrendering the schools. I've written 5 books on the left's takeover of the universities. And, of course, they're the ones who train the K-12 teachers. And about whiteness studies, which is about how evil white people are. Which is in it's in all our universities, and I want to mention that the last chapter of my book Progressive Racism is called Black Skin Privilege, and that's really the only skin privilege that's left, and that's thanks to the Democrats. But you know, if you're black, you can get into a college with 200 and even more than that, 200 points less than Asians or whites or any other group that's not designated for affirmative action. You get jobs that you're less qualified for than people who can't get them. If you murder your wife, your white wife, like O.J. Simpson, you can get away with it. I mean, one could go on and on. You can, you know, set lynch mobs upon cities like Ferguson. They burn down the town. I mean, it's a black majority population, so blacks are the victims, really, of these mobsters. But they did it. Why did they do it? Because they wanted a cop hung. They wanted him prosecuted and punished before they had any facts. And why did they want that? Because the cop was white. And they ruined Darren Wilson's life in behalf of a street thug named Michael Brown, who had committed a strong-arm robbery and then attacked a police officer in his vehicle. Tried to wrestle his gun from him, and he got himself killed. I mean, this is it's so grotesque what's happened. Black Lives Matter is the nation's new Ku Klux Klan, is what it is. But it's officially endorsed by the Democratic Party.
David, when you talk and expose what is taking place within the progressive movement, if you will, do you get many black people that respond positively?
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, it's very, very hard for blacks to step out of line. They get called race traitors and all kinds of horrible names. And, you know, there's a heroic black sheriff in Milwaukee, Sheriff Clark, who's been very outspoken and has gotten enormous hate directed at him. There are, I believe, you know, I'm hoping that the Trump campaign will reach out to the black community. Because once there's a two-party system in the inner cities, everything will change. There's too few blacks that have. No, Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal has been very courageous. But they're not enough.
Now, with Trump being a businessman, one of the techniques that has been used by folks like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and so forth is to pressure them into paying up, you know, make a payment to their organization, or else they're going to do some sort of protesting.
They're extortionists.
Yes.
That's what the civil rights movement is a roving lynch mob and an extortion operation.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Jackson did that to Budweiser. You know, if you don't fork over some goodies, we're going to boycott Budweiser as racist. So they gave Jackson's sons beer distributorships worth $30 million. I mean, this is not small change. I mean, how did Jackson and Sharpton get to be millionaires? How did Sharpton get to owe $4.5 million in back taxes and still be the most frequent visitor to the White House?
Hmm.
I mean, there is a lot of racism in this country. It's coming from the left, and it's against white people. But, you know, it's black people who are the ultimate victims here. Because 95% of the crime, and it's true, black males commit 40% of the violent crimes in this country, but then 95% of those crimes are committed against other black people. So when Black Lives Matter attacks the police and the police pull back, what's happened is there's a spike in the homicides, but the victims are all black. It's grotesque.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to hold Republicans and conservatives responsible for not saying the things that I'm saying here today. It's the silence of the Republicans over these issues that allows the Democrats, you know, to get away with this stuff. I think the murder rate in Chicago has jumped 70% this year. And it's obviously because police are saying, you know, if I make a legitimate arrest, I can lose my career. Like Darren Wilson, he just was doing his job. He's, you know, he should be getting citations, you know, honor citations from the President of the United States. Instead, he's in hiding somewhere.
David, the President just recently...
This show is North Carolina?
South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Oh, great. Well, there's an incredible documentary that ESPN made called Fantastic Lies about the Duke LaCrosse case, where three white kids were, you know, effectively lynched for a year. I mean, I don't know what their legal costs were, but they must have been huge, but they had their careers destroyed. They had their lacrosse season. They were a championship team destroyed by the lies of a drug-addicted, deranged prostitute. But it really was the prosecutor in Durham who carried this out with the help of the entire national media. But anyway, it's called Fantastic Lies, this documentary. It's really worth watching.
David, just recently the president listed the arms embargo to Vietnam, and I noticed in your book there's a section that deals with a myth. It says another leftist myth. It's called Blacks in Vietnam. What's the myth there associated with Blacks in Vietnam?
There's this myth is that Blacks were used, you know, died out of proportion to their representation in the population. Actually, it's whites that did. It's just an invented statistic. And in my book, Progressive Racism, I have an article which gives you the correct statistic. But there are a lot of lies like this in our culture. It's just terrible.
David, let me give you the opportunity here towards the close of the interview, and let me remind our audience we're speaking with David Horowitz and about his brand new book entitled Progressive Racism. And you can get a copy of that book out on, I'll give you the websites here towards the close of the broadcast, but obviously you can just Google it and get it out at Amazon or any place that books like this are sold. David, let me give you an opportunity here towards the close of the broadcast to speak directly to two different groups of people. What would you say to the black people listening in our listening audience today?
Well, I would say that the greatest obstacle to black progress, particularly for inner city populations, is the Democratic Party. And the greatest threat to their security and safety is the Democratic Party. Not only is the Democratic Party attacking police through Black Lives Matter and causing them to, the police are really the only protection that people in the inner cities have, but also the only security. If you're a welfare mother living in a high crime area, the only security you have is what you can reach for in your night table drawer. And yet Democrats have these strict gun control laws in Chicago and other areas like that, which deprives law-abiding citizens. And of course, the majority of blacks in the inner cities are law-abiding people. But the Democratic Party identifies with the criminals, the predators. So I'm sure if there are black people listening that you're probably Democrats. If you are still a Democrat, you've got to raise hell with the Democratic Party over this. And you could also vote Republican. Part of the problem is that 90, whatever it is, percent of black people vote for what I consider their worst enemies, the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. What the Democratic Party does is it throws crumbs, it pays off if you're in the kind of black elite. You can go very far because of the Democrats. It's the way they bribe people. But what the lives of inner city blacks have not changed, really. What they've changed is probably for the worse through 50 years and 100 years of democratic rule. The welfare system is a diabolical system against black people or anybody on welfare. There are lots of whites on welfare, too. Because what it does is, first of all, it drives the father out of the household if there is a father.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a boyfriend and the boyfriend, you get a male wage earner while the mother takes care of the children, they punish you. They take away your benefits. So it's, and then even worse, they pay you if you have children. So you have very poor people who can't probably afford to give one kid a chance in this life, being bribed to have four or five kids because they can pick up this piddling, money, the $200 per kid, which is certainly not enough to get a kid, on a path to a decent life. So I think it's just terrible what the Democratic Party has done, and I'm also very upset with the Republican Party for letting this atrocity go on without making it front and center.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a Republican, I'd never give a speech without mentioning these things.
Mm-hmm. David, I asked you to address the blacks in the listening audience. Finally, address the whites that are here. You're not calling for any sort of hatred of a certain a group of people, but what do you would you advocate?
On the contrary,
yes,
I want support. I want support for the law-abiding black community, which is the majority of the black community, and I mean, black people are we're here before the Mayflower, and there's more American than other Americans in that sense, arrived in 1619. And they have made such rich contributions to American culture. And there are, as I say, heroic blacks like Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee, and they've served this country. You know, they need to be part of the community. I mean, you can, whether if you're a Jew or a Christian, that's the attitude you have to have. What white people need to do is they need to speak up more about this oppression of not just blacks, but Hispanics and other minorities in the inner cities by the Democratic Party. And they need to speak up against the racism of the Democratic Party. Why do we have these racial categories? What Martin Luther King said is, judging by the content of your character, that's as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
That was what the founders saw. That. Why did the founders say that all men are created equal? Because they were believers, and they, in God's eyes, every soul is important.
Mm-hmm.
Every soul is equal in the eyes of God.
Amen.
And that's what this country was built on, and people need to stand up for it. They need to be more vocal. That's all I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, David. We really appreciate you writing about this and really articulating in your book what we've been watching unfold on our television sets and in the newspapers and online as well. But we thank you so much for writing this book, and thank you for taking time out to visit with us for a few moments here on the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was David Horowitz. We've been talking about his book, which is entitled Progressive Racism. You can get a copy of that book out at David's website and also on Amazon or any other place where books are sold. The book is actually broken into a number of different sections. Part one deals with the Reds and the Blacks. The part two deals with the decline and the fall of the civil rights movement. Part three deals with racial correctness, and then the part that we were dealing with speaks about progressive racism itself. Again, the book is called Progressive Racism.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.